Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, naked cruises plus therapists and violent robots. Coming up in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Five. Bob and Tom Television is proud to bring you your favorite primetime pals, Bart McAllister and Sid Gurney. Get ready, because this season, these bosom buddies take their hijinks to the high seas in Bart and Sid, Cruise Ship Security.
Boy, Bart, we sure were lucky to get a job aboard this beautiful ocean liner, and all we have to do is provide safety instructions, passenger supervision, and general hospitality. Oh, well, welcome aboard, sir. Would you like a lay?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, they're free.
Go to hell.
Oh, God. Come on. Who hits a greeter?
That's right. It's Bart and Sid, Cruise Ship Security.
Okay, everyone, single file. It's time for our lifeboat drill. Watch your step there. Watch your step.
Excuse me. How long is this going to take? It's hot and crowded and it smells.
Well, this is important, sir. Attention. Attention. Once in the lifeboat, someone needs to take down the oar.
Here you go, Sid. I'll volunteer.
Oh. Thanks, Bart.
Hey, watch it, you oaf. You barely missed me with that thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. My eyesight's not what it used to be. Let me get my glasses. There, that's better. I didn't miss it that time, did I? You want some more of that?
My filling.
Yes, it's Bart and Sid, Cruise Ship Security.
Look, Bart, every afternoon I'm Captain Sid in charge of activities for the kids. Today we're playing Guitar Hero.
Really?
Well, look, Bart, I'm Hendrix. I can play with my teeth, behind my back, with my eyes closed.
Sure.
Hey, that's my guitar, Bart.
I was just thinking. Well, let's see if you can play with the guitar up your... Hey, what do you know? This thing's got a whammy bar.
Oh, ouch!
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
No, stop it. No.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
So don't miss Bart and Sid Cruise Ship Security. Right after an all-new Dance You Stupid Son of a Bitch Dance.
Oh, yeah,
only
that.
On Bob and Tom TV.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh Arnold.
What of it?
Jeff Oskay. Tempers are running high here in the studio. I'm Chick. Hello, Tom. You want to hear the Red Baron say Merry Christmas?
Yeah, but remind me why we're talking about this.
Because somebody, a guy outfitted a drone, and it looks like Snoopy flying his doghouse. And it goes up into the air. It's amazing.
And it really is high quality and hilarious.
It's Snoopy's great. Head turns, and it's wonderful.
MetLife should offer that guy $50,000 okay. for it.
Absolutely. And we all remember this. This is Snoopy versus the Red Baron.
By the Royal Guardsman?
The yeah. Royal Guardsman.
I love this. You like it, Pat?
I do.
And then, but there was a Christmas version, and at the end, and they had the Christmas bells during the entire song.
Oh, oh. I do remember that.
And the Red Baron says,
Merry Christmas, my friend!
So the Red Baron is with his German accent.
A little, yeah. There you go.
Oh, that's nice. Bringing people together in the post-war world.
That's right.
Did you know the Red Baron was a real person?
Yes.
Pretty interesting.
Richthofen, I believe, was his name, I think.
Von Richthofen.
Yeah, no, it was Morty. Morton?
Morty?
Von Richthofen.
Oh, actually, no.
No, he slipped it by him.
I see.
You know something? Very good. They couldn't Christy, keep him on the ground.
This is the look anything but this.
Well, before the break, we were talking about Naked Airlines.
Yeah.
Back
yeah.
in 2003, we had a flight. I know you've done a lot of cruise ships, Pat.
I have.
Have you ever done a naked cruise?
Carnival had me do a naked charter. Yes, they did indeed.
Really?
It was wild. Yeah, I stayed in my room a lot. It was a little scary. It wasn't the kind of people you wanted to see naked. And then, you know, some others that you did want to see naked. It was very, very unique.
So, all right.
So how many people were on board that were naked?
Pretty much. It was chartered, so it was everybody. It was
the entire ship?
Rondell Sheridan and I were the only like clothed people.
We
were
Rondell.
We were their comedians. Yeah.
What about the crew? People working?
Oh, no. They were there fully clothed. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you look out into the audience, and everybody's naked.
Yes.
So that's what they tell you in speech class if you're nervous about public speaking, right? Isn't that?
Yeah.
What they,
picture them all naked.
Naked.
Various states of undress, like just tops off sometimes.
And towels are important, right? You're supposed
Very
to put
important.
A towel.
Yeah. In the theater. Yeah.
I saw
this account from USA Today suggests it is an annual event.
Oh, okay. The nude charter.
Do you have a problem with performing in front of naked people?
No, it was kind of fun. It was really unique. You could have a lot of fun with it. They're very fun-loving people. They were all drunk and having a great time, very comfortable. They laughed at pretty much anything racy. I mean, it was a real easy crowd.
Oh, here is it.
I even wrote a song about it. Want to hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Here's a picture of it.
Okay. Oh, well, that's helpful.
The Headman Clitzgerald.
The Headman. I'm not even.
No, don't.
You know what?
Don't.
No. He is on one today, and I don't know what he's looking for, and his brain will go, that was a good show. I don't know what he's trying to reach, but he's having a good time.
Do people have to carry towels around?
Yes, if you weren't busy looking that up.
I just said that.
Looking up the Edmund Klitsch.
Old man naked on the bow of the ship. Bare-ass lady, you can read her lips. Oh, volleyball in the buffet, be flowing booze.
Oh.
Won't you let me take you on a nude cruise? Boobies, ooey baby, coochies.
Coochie.
Hairy ladies, butt cheeks.
Butt cheeks.
Ooey baby, won't you let me take you on a nude cruise? Couple having dinner at a nice little ship cafe.
Oh, nude cruise on the nude cruise.
Didn't want to be mooned as they dine on creme brulee. But they got it anyway. Oh, naked badminton, flying shuttlecocks. Family of five waving from the docks. Nowadays with internet, the kids are in shock. Woo! Won't you let me take you on a nude cruise? Boobies.
Ooh-wee, baby.
Coochies.
Ooh-wee, baby.
Butt cheeks.
Asses, baby.
Won't you let me take you on a nude cruise?
Woo!
Oh, thank you very much, Patty G.
Were there more shaved or unshaved?
Nude cruise by Petco.
More shaved or unshaved? Half and half.
Really? Now, I have two technical questions. So if you're nude, do you still wear shoes?
There were shoes, yes.
I bet flip-flops.
Because the decks get hot.
Yeah.
You don't want to burn your feet.
You don't want to hurt your feet, too.
You said decks get hot.
I did say decks.
Do you wear a watch, or do you just let guys lie down and use them as a sundial?
Okay.
Judging by the fact that the shadow is crossing his belly button, it must be noon.
Do you wear a watch on vacation? Come on. What's wrong with you?
He's got to know what time it is.
Yeah, I have
on
to.
On vacation?
I have to wear a watch at all times.
Absolutely.
Sometimes it's sexy time, which we have coming up.
Sexy time.
What happens when the whore looks at his at her watch.
You don't want a clock watcher. Yeah, that is an insult.
Whores and therapists should never look at
Yeah, exactly.
I yelled at a guy once.
Write that down.
You yelled at a whore once?
Yeah, my I yelled at a guy once, a therapist.
Oh.
For looking at the clock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't they usually put it right over your shoulder so that...
The smart ones do.
Yeah. So it doesn't look like they're looking?
Oh, I saw him doing this a lot.
Mine will go 10 over, 15 over.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. She's great.
What about the person waiting in the next room?
I'm her only patient.
She works full time for him.
I just meet her at an Arby's.
She's on a retainer. Issue.
I kind of don't know if she's.
She doesn't have a license, but she's
yeah,
very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah. She listens. She listens.
Has she ever sighed and said this again?
No, but she. I love it. She gives me the business every now and again.
Really?
Yeah. She'll go, you know what you should try? And I'll go, no. I go, I do this. And she goes, oh, how's that working for you?
That's right. You know you should try. Maybe a different job.
I love her. I got really lucky. Yeah.
You love her?
You got to find one that you
That's what happens.
You like, yeah.
Next thing you know.
Oh, no. There's no.
Yeah, I love her like that.
There's no attraction. So.
Well, I bet she loves hearing that.
I mean, it makes the sex kind of cold.
Yeah. Has she ever seen your act?
Sure. No, she hasn't.
Do you ever do jokes from it?
No, I mean, I've referenced like, oh, hey, you know, I kind of joke in my act about this. If it's something that I also
address. I mean, if the opportunity arose where it was like the perfect spot for you to sound like a genius with a great ad lib that was actually from your ad lib, from your show, I should say, would you do it?
No, I can't imagine that that's beneficial at all. But I know that a lot of comedians do that. Yes, we.
They just can't wait for the opportunity to jump in with right, their hunk right. about the dress barn.
Yeah,
okay.
I have no interest in doing that.
Josh was talking about Mother's Day. We were talking off the air about it.
Yeah, and I talked to my mom the other day. She called and was asking because my birthday's coming up, and she wants to know, hey, what do you want this year and all this stuff. And then she goes, hey, have you heard about this AI thing, which is already adorable,
right? That, she even asked.
Yeah. I said, yeah. She goes, did you know that with AI, you can type in your stand-up material, and it will give you better punchlines.
Wow.
I go, is that right, Mom? She goes, yeah.
Your mom.
Yeah. I go, so you think I need some help? And she goes, oh, no, you know what I mean, though. You can just put in...
I wonder if she did that. Maybe she took part of your act and
she
typed
said
it
she
in.
She writes. She writes short stories.
Oh, does
stuff.
She?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And so she said that she was
sexual short story?
I don't know.
Erotica?
I read one and it was more of like a mystery type
okay.
thing.
Okay. All right.
So but I wouldn't put it past her to get a little saucy.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Well, that'd be awkward.
Yeah, I don't really want to read her.
Yeah. I read my dad's when I was a kid.
I know that. Yeah. And
written on a yellow legal pad in longhand.
How old were you?
12, 13, 14, along in there.
Was it effective, do you think? Was it good?
It got the job done, if you know what I mean.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Sure. Was it peculiar in any way?
No, huh?
It was relatively straightforward.
I remember there was someone picking up a hitchhiker, I believe.
Was it publishable? No. Okay, he wouldn't have had a career.
Well, I think... No. I'm not sure that the literary standards for porno are all that high.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, would this have been saleable? Interesting.
My father has... I have a couple of my father's short stories that were all written about his home, his boyhood home. They're very sweet. I read them, actually, at his funeral.
Were they, like, semi-autobiographical? Or?
I think so.
Interesting.
He wrote them from the heart.
What was his hometown?
Pennington Gap, Virginia. It's a small coal mining town in Virginia. So. And they listen. I get a lot of... listeners from Pennington Gap, actually.
So, titles out. Like Hot Love in the Gap.
They're not porn right. stories.
Hot Love in the Gap?
Yeah. I thought we were talking about porno.
No, we were talking about our parents writing stories.
Well, I wasn't listening.
Once you go black lung, you'll never go back lung.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go back over there. We have the news desk starring Christy Lee. Have we missed anything?
An American tourist in Rome was impaled while trying to climb a spiked fence at the Colosseum to take a photo.
Don't climb spiked fences.
According to the multiple Italian news outlets, the unidentified 47-year-old was found hanging on the metal bars at the Piazza del Colosseo. He had reportedly pierced his spine on the fence.
Oh, no.
And had been screaming in pain for over 20 minutes before paramedics reached him. After he was sedated and removed from the bars, the man was transported to a hospital where he underwent surgery and received more than 80 stitches. No charges have been issued, but it is possible he could face penalties related to tampering with historic landmarks.
Man, what's he doing?
An American tourist.
Of course. Yeah.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
That place.
Impaled. You don't hear that word that often.
Through but his it,
it,
spine.
It has, but it has kind of a Roman feel to it, doesn't it?
It does.
Sure, especially at the Colosseum.
Colosseo.
Colosseo.
It's pronounced Calahuya.
I don't speak Italian.
Now, I have a technical question. This is kind of a philosophical question. If an influencer dies, but there's no video, did it ever happen?
Oh, that is a very, let's noodle on that.
Yeah, you got to think about it.
Yes.
Undoubtedly.
If an influencer dies, do they go ahead and put up the video?
I don't think they do. I know that we've seen last photos or whatever.
Right.
Like the selfie that was taken just before they took one step over the edge.
Just before the guy waved at the camera while on top of the building.
Right.
And then the wind hit him just the right way. Wow.
Yeah.
Impaled in front of the Colosseum.
And nobody helped him for 20 minutes?
I mean, who's going to jump? Who's going to go up there?
Yeah. Like, hang on, I'll make a call. I mean,
Yeah, they have photographs. All the photographs are from a distance.
What if I go up there and try to help him and I get impaled? Mm-hmm. Where does it end?
It looks like this. It looks like this fence is maybe 10 feet or higher.
Oh boy!
So
it would be
hard to
get up there to get the guy off.
Was it in front? Was it inside the Colosseum? Can you tell?
Well, these photographs. It's outside the Colosseum.
Oh, okay.
And there's, but it, you can't. The guy is not being. Is not showed being impaled.
Oh, good. I wouldn't want to see
they
that.
They do have the thing where they feed him to the lions later.
He doesn't
recover.
Yeah, well.
What's happening?
Videos going viral that shows a humanoid robot turning on and attacking factory workers.
Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, Josh, your dream has come true. According to Jam Press, the incident occurred at a factory in China, where cameras captured two workers observing the robot while it dangles from a crane on the factory floor. The robot suddenly begins to flail its arms erratically before lurching forward and dragging along its stand as the men try and avoid getting hit.
Danger.
We have the video if you'd like to see it. Here we go. If you're watching on YouTube.
The robot's hanging from a crane, as you said.
Yes.
These two guys are trying to make some adjustments. The arms go up, it starts...
Oh, no.
Flailing
at them.
It's flailing.
And chasing them.
Yes.
With such speed and strength.
Yeah, and it's huge. We should point out it's humanoid, but it looks like it's 8 feet tall.
That
scientist is terrified.
They're trying to grab the thing.
It concludes with one of the men flanking the angry automation and dragging its stand back into place attempt to stop the raging robot.
We're doomed. We are doomed.
Whatever they're doing, stop. How many more warnings do we need?
Yes, how many?
And where was this?
Robot went nuts.
Yeah, but now I can have a cheeseburger. It automatically gets made.
Right. It's not worth it.
What are you talking about? This is great.
He was not happy about being hanged like that.
No,
was
he wasn't.
If that robot's arms would hit that guy, it would have cut his head off.
Right off.
Down the middle. Not off.
The
middle.
That'll teach the guy.
Terrifying.
That'll teach what guy?
Well, the Chinese guy.
The engineer?
He brought up tariffs. Next thing you know, very pissed.
You rascal. You are on one today.
Don't do as I say.
I'm not the only poker in the room, am I?
Yeah.
Who is that Australian breakdancer?
Ray Gunn.
Ray Gunn. Maybe that's what the guy was trying to do.
I don't know, but that was terrifying.
And you're right. Those things are they're metal, and they're flying at the guy.
Yeah.
Knock it off over there.
I don't want to throw you under the bus, but isn't it time for our history lesson?
Ooh. Oh, okay. What day is today?
And speak for yourself. May 7th. I'd like to throw him under a bus.
I, for one, how about we do history and then throw him under the bus?
Guys.
How about that?
Give me a second.
Oh, of course he's prepared.
Now I'm searching for wit in the room.
Is that right?
I'm going to warn you, I had a glimpse at it earlier. There's not a lot going on this
stage. I had a glimpse of it. I knew all
I'm privy
about it.
To all the early information.
Well, I've got everybody doing it. I've never been happier.
Okay, I got a couple things here. 1789.
Fake news.
That time never existed.
Nope.
The first presidential inaugural ball.
Told you.
Was held where, Christy?
Philadelphia. New York City.
New York City is correct.
You've hosted those things, right? Like that kind of thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In fact, I've heard you've handled all the policemen's balls.
That's right. Exactly.
That's how you get out of tickets.
That's an old Dangerfield joke. My wife handles all the policemen's balls.
Call them galas, not balls.
Galas?
You go gala or gala?
It's gala.
That depends. I say gala. Are there gay people there?
Okay.
Do you say gala?
I say gala.
Somebody say something else.
Well, Christy was right. Not a lot of a... How about this one? 1824, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony premieres.
Well, that's a good one.
Mm. That's not the... Dun-dun-dun-dun. That's the fifth.
No, the fifth. That's the fifth of Beethoven.
The disco version? That was a big hit.
Tom, what's brown and sits on a piano bench?
You got this.
I know this. Beethoven's...
Seventh movement.
Last movement.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Beethoven's Turd.
Instead of the third?
Yeah, that'd be...
You know what? That's funnier.
Beethoven's...
You know what?
A piece of poop left by Beethoven.
Beethoven's Turd Symphony.
Beethoven's Turd. That's what we've arrived at.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.